No.
Normal.
Normal. Which prefer to use in English and Japanese?
Or English, English.
English better?
Yeah. English is better.
Is it okay to start?
Okay.
Okay. Could you introduce yourself?
My name?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Lizelle Matsuda. I'm 30 years old.
Oh, really? Yes. I didn't know.
And actually, I was born in Muntinlupa City, where Alabang is located.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, in Manila.
In Manila. Mm-hmm. So I spent 30 years here mm-hmm. in Manila.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. And I finished my college having the course or Bachelor of Science in Commerce.
In Commerce.
Major in Management.
Uh-huh.
I finished that course in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I worked in some companies like Nissan Diesel as secretary.
Japanese company.
Yeah.
Here.
In the Philippines. Uh-huh. Jollibee as...
Jollibee also.
Yeah, shift manager.
Wow.
And then after that, I moved to Japan.
Already you get some job?
In Japan that time?
Yeah.
No, no.
No.
I just went to Japan for a visiting relative.
Oh. And then?
And then after that, so I think it's my chance to go and work to Japan. So uh-huh. I grabbed the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And from that time, I learned a lot of things about Japanese people, Japanese culture.
Language also.
Language. It's the most important thing I need to study first. Because uh-huh. Japanese don't know about... They run away if I ask them, excuse
really?
Me.
Really?
Yeah,
run
yeah,
away?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They don't want to talk with me. So I think, oh, I must study Nihongo language.
But you can.
Now I can. After 6 months of staying in Japan.
Only 6 months?
Yes, yes. I can.
And then
I can
you study by yourself,
by
right?
By myself.
Wow.
So every day I need to read phrase, Japanese phrase book,
mm-hmm.
and then dictionary, for English Nihongo dictionary.
Yeah.
And many times I always do the same thing Japanese say, how mm-hmm. do they pronounce the word.
Mm. Okay. And then now you're manager in this school, Pico, right?
Yes, I become manager because Mr. Watanabe entrust me
mm-hmm.
and he believes me that Filipinos are not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
There are very good thing in Filipinos because most of the Japanese image for Filipinos are not so good.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
He want to prove that not all are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So he want to give a good job for Filipinos,
mm-hmm.
and he knows that Filipinos can work good also, like the Japanese mm-hmm. do.
So Japanese too.
Japanese
right.
do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because most of the Japanese company in the Philippines needs to have Japanese staff.
Really?
Yeah.
Filipino also?
Normally, they don't believe Filipino only. Uh-huh. They always, for example, Japanese company.
Yeah.
So, they have Japanese company in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
They always want Japanese to manage the company.
Uh-huh.
But about Watanabe-san, he want to manage this school by Filipino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he believes that Filipino can do the same thing Japanese mm-hmm. can. Mm-hmm.
So and now you are manager.
Yeah, so now I manage because I need to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so now you are manager.
Yeah.
And you manage about this school and the human resource and the facility, everything, right?
I'm overall in charge about hiring
mm-hmm,
the staffs, the teachers, and then checking the facilities,
mm-hmm.
the school, and then most of all, I'm the one who is responsible for the Japanese concern.
Mm-hmm.
Handling about Japanese issues while living in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Because I can speak 50% Nihongo.
Please.
Please.
Yeah, you can. So, Nihongo shaberu desho?
Yeah, shaberimasu, but...
Don't be shy. Yeah. This is one more good point about this school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're manager from Filipino.
Mm.
But you can speak Japanese also, and you know about Japanese mentality also.
Yeah. So most of my staff, they said I'm half Japanese and half Filipino.
Oh.
Because my working style is already absorbed, or I already learned the Japanese style and ethics.
Okay. Please introduce your school also.
Okay. Yeah. So now I'm working in Pico.
Yeah.
Pico is actually... the meaning of Pico is
just feeling.
yeah,
no
just
meaning.
Feeling. Pico,
maybe.
But once the people enter in our school, they can feel really different ambience or spirit. Most of the students and most of the teachers who enter Pico, most of them told me the same thing, that once they go inside Pico, it seems like very good feeling, like happy or safe, and clear thing. Everything is good. So Pico is located in Alabang.
Yeah.
We start our operation 2011.
Yeah.
So now Pico is around 2.5 years. And then all of our students are from Japan, so all of them are Japanese.
Yes.
Why only Japanese? Because we don't want to mix different culture and problems. So we want only to focus one kind of culture so that we can master how to give good service to them.
Mm-hmm. For Japanese.
Yes, for Japanese only. And we love Japanese people.
Because you know what Japanese.
Yeah, I know about the Japanese.
Uh-huh.
And then... mainly, our goal is to push every Japanese to speak and get their confidence in speaking English.
Oh, this is this school's policy.
Yeah. But normally, Japanese character, they feel very shy.
Yeah, yeah.
They feel very, you know, secret, very secret.
Not so open. No?
Yeah, yeah. So we want them to become open.
Yeah.
Open person.
So we... when you went to Japan, you feel so? Japanese are shy?
Normally, I think so.
Really?
Yes, yes. But the very first impression I will give to Japanese is because they are very polite.
Polite?
Yeah, respectful. So every time, everything, whatever they do, they always praise, thank you, excuse me. Even though you are foreigner or not, so always they bow.
Your first impression is polite.
Yeah, very polite.
Now, you think so too?
Yeah, they are also. But sometimes when they go around the country, maybe they feel unstable. The feeling is very nervous because they don't know what to do. They cannot communicate well in English. So they don't know if they are saying the right thing or the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah. Don't have confidence.
Yeah, they don't have confidence. And normally, they don't open up their mind. So most of the culture they know in Japan, they bring out outside.
Bring out?
Bring out.
Bring out.
So they bring. They have difficulty in adjusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About the lifestyle.
Because
outside.
Japan is an island.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So this school focuses on only Japan.
Only Japan.
Most important thing is to make Japanese change.
About?
More open.
Yes. I think it's the most important. Because if you don't know how to adopt one culture, or you cannot bend something, you cannot learn. You will not learn.
Okay. After opening this school, two years and a half, about. So, maybe you have a lot of experience to see a lot of students, right? So, some students can change themselves.
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. I think 75% of them change.
Really?
By studying in Pico.
After graduating?
Yes, after graduation.
Mm.
Maybe first 1 week is very difficult for them because they have difficulty about adjusting schedule,
yeah.
adjusting the food, adjusting attitude, culture. But after that, if they can understand that this is not Japan, then they can appreciate the difference of Japan and Philippines. So they tend to learn. And then they change. Because normally, for first 1 week, they feel very stiff, very hard.
Yeah.
They don't speak.
Yeah.
They don't even laugh. They don't laugh. And then sometimes they don't want to talk personal questions. For example, how old are you?
So but the Filipino, like
very open.
Yes.
Even you don't ask, we will say.
Yeah.
But Japanese is very, very private.
It was our culture. Because in Japan, if for example, this bus time, and I ask you your private question, so it's very impolite.
But for us, in
the Philippines, it's not. So now I understand about this difference. So my question is, so you saw a lot of children changing, and mostly 17%.
Yes.
Yeah. So how much do you think it's enough time to change their character?
I think 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks?
2 weeks is enough for them to teach how to become more soft person.
Yeah. It's not for only English, just their behavior.
Uh-huh. 2 weeks is enough.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
But there are few Japanese that they don't really want to change. You can see in their action that they don't want to change. Because if they are curious of or they want to change, they will follow some of your advices. But some Japanese are very, very hard. So for example, you should go out with them. You should talk out with teachers. No, I go with myself, like that. So in that time, if he or the student refuse to do that, maybe he wants to do, or he wants to do everything in his own, alone. So he doesn't want anyone to be with him. So in that time, I give it to him. So maybe it's his choice.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't push anymore.
Yeah.
But if I know there is chance that this person will change and this person will become more open person, then I push. Actually, one student told me before that this Pico is very good school because Pico don't only teach English, but we also teach about behavior.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who teach it?
Teachers.
Teach the behavior.
Yeah, because in our school in the Philippines, we have the manner subject. For example, how to answer your teacher. Even though the teacher is young, you need to respect the teacher because he is your teacher. But sometimes Japanese high profile students, boss like that, they don't respect. So I need to remind them. For example, this school, you need to follow our protocol.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. So sometimes I fight with the students
because I didn't know about that because I'm very polite maybe.
I encounter a lot of different character of Japanese, and then there are very very good, very very kind, very thoughtful, very, very worse students.
Different. So, if you saw not so good student, you have to warning?
Actually, not the warning, but if, for example, if the students do rude action to the teacher, then I need to talk with him. So, no koto, yuko na yo. Like that. So I need to advise. Then later on, he will think of it and will say gomenasai. So it's good thing because he accept and he understand that he has done some mistake. So it's like opening his eye.
This is this school's character.
Yeah.
Not only English.
Not only English, but also to make you feel like family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, different question. So, what kind of student is match to the Philippines?
To Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your opinion.
For me, actually, number one kind of student that will match to the Philippines is aggressive? Or adventurous type of student. Because he can live here without any problem.
Yeah,
he can adopt any kind of situation in the Philippines.
Yeah. But the most of the Japanese is not like
that. Yeah, normally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So number one is adventurous student.
Yeah.
Number two is open mind student.
Yeah.
And then number three, maybe student who want to learn more deeper English, or want to know more about outside world, curious about outside world. But I think for shy students and very narrow thinking style, they should not go.
Because they shouldn't come here.
Yeah, because they will only seek Japanese life outside. So it's very difficult if they will search Japan here.
Yeah.
And this is not Japan.
Yeah, yeah. Here is not.
Mm-hmm. So if they expect something not so good, then it's okay. If they are open to feel or experience that kind of situation, then it's okay.
Okay. I know about this school because I'm studying here for 1 week. So I feel. So for the future, they're not perfect school. So do you have any vision for the future?
Yes. We have.
What kind of future?
What kind of future? Of course, we want to. Actually, my dream is to make one big area, like own building, one building for Pico, where the dormitory and then the facilities are together, so that we don't have any problem about going outside, and then we can maximize the time. We can securely check our students.
Live together in a big building.
Big building or one campus in Alabang.
In Alabang?
Not in other place.
Why?
Because Alabang is very good place, I think. And for me, it's very good because security is good.
Very safe.
Yeah. Very convenient for the students to go.
A lot of malls.
Yes, a lot of malls. And then easy, good roads. No flood. During rainy days, no flood.
Most of the place in Manila is in typhoon season. Is, flood.
Yeah, compared to Manila, Alabang area is very good.
But this good owner, Mr. Watanabe, don't want to big the campus type, right?
But that's not a campus type.
What's the difference?
Campus type is close.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm dreaming to make like all in one together, but still students can enjoy the outside world. What's the difference between other school is that students cannot go out. Students only stay inside the campus, and the world inside the campus is very different outside the campus.
Yeah.
But in Pico, if you what can you enjoy inside the campus is also the same when you go outside.
Because of here is safe.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any message for Japanese who want to plan to come here, or who want to improve their English?
Okay. Number one, don't be afraid trying to study in the Philippines, because any part of the world, there is good and bad things, And then, normally, some Japanese students, they want to study English accent, American accent, UK accent. But in the Philippines, it's your training ground.
Mm-hmm.
Your training ground to know more the English before going to America or UK. Because this is like your foundation in learning English.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You mean for beginner?
For beginner or for upper intermediate. Because in Philippines, you can encounter a lot of pronunciation accent that other countries don't have.
Mm.
So here you can study faster English, slow English, and different kinds of speakers. And aside from learning English, you can enjoy many kinds of culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can make a lot of friends in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it will help you to grow as a person, to become open-minded and very confident in speaking English. Because in English, it's only not the grammar, it's only not the accent, but it's how you understand each other. So it's like good communication. Mm-hmm. So how do you share your feeling and how do you understand your friends? So in Philippines, you will learn a lot of things. So English, having friends, and improving your confidence.
Because Filipino is very friendly, right?
Yeah, very friendly. And if you don't understand anything, they will keep on going to let you understand until you understand.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Mm.
Mm. That's all?
Okay. Thank you!
You feel a little bit nervous?
A little. Little, when you ask intense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a nice interview.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.